Corey, who's really stood out in the track, I suppose, the past couple of weeks?
They've all come back in good nick, and it's just pleasing to see that some of our older guys are sort of leading the way, but also our younger guys have had a bit of time now together and starting to push those more senior guys. So, yeah, it's pleasing to see both the older guys and younger guys coming along together.
And I suppose one player that a lot of Geelong supporters are excited by is Asava Radicalea. How's his progress coming along?
Yeah, really well. Asava's he's been very diligent with his rehab, and he's back into the footy now. So it's pleasing to see the big fella back out there. And it looks like he hasn't lost anything. Probably gained a few tricks along the way. So he's going well, tracking along really well, and he's into footy and jumping at the ball and doing the things that Asava does. So, yeah, obviously a big year for him, and looking forward to seeing him play a bit more.
He's throwing a few don't argues in today. Is it something he's getting a bit more confident with his body and throwing his weight around a bit more?
Oh, probably, yeah, this time of year. We sort of give the guys a bit of licence to take the game on a little bit more, especially at training, and especially those bigger guys. So, Asava's probably had a bit of time in the gym and built up some frustration, so it's nice to see him use that. I think he was picking his targets. I think it was Lukey Dalhouse that sort of ended up on his feet, so picking his targets wisely.
How excited are you by what you're going to work with forward-wise, with obviously having Asava back and then obviously throwing in Rowan and Dalhouse into the mix? It gives you a bit of a different look to what you had last year.
Yeah, it does, and probably those two guys coming in, senior players, and probably the knock on us last year in the forward half is we had a lot of inexperience and younger kids who are still learning the game. So when you're learning the game and playing as a forward, at times it can be hard. So those guys have come into a program, and from day one they've been energised, and they've added stuff to our group already, and you can see a real excitement with the players that are going to play with them, and both Gary and Luke bring what we've sort of craving a little bit with obviously the senior bodies, but also the durability and the ability to put some pressure on the opposition.
Yeah, how important, I suppose, for the Cats to improve is that defensive pressure inside forward 50?
Oh yeah, it's huge. It's obviously a huge part of the game these days is not only trying to kick a score, but also keep the ball in your front half and get repeat entries and repeat looks. So yeah, it's not only the forwards, it's the mids and the defence behind it. But yeah, it's something that we've been working on, focusing on a lot over the pre-season. Is actually how we enter inside our forward 50, but also how do we get those repeat opportunities.
Is there something different you can train to teach that? Like, can you give us an insight and maybe something you're doing a little bit differently on the track to increase and focus on more on that forward pressure?
It's probably just more so giving the guys some cues and letting them work it out themselves. That's what pre-season's all about. You're trying to, I guess, give them an aim of the drill, but then let them go about it. Every individual's got their own strengths and how they go about it. So that's basically what we're trying to look at, trying to use our pre-season to see. We probably, as coaches, have got an idea of how we want it to look, but we're open to suggestions and see how it actually forms out when you play it.
Sam Simpson's looking sharp. What sort of hopes do you have for him next year?
Yeah, another one in that category where he's had a taste of senior footy, but coming into his third year, we're looking for a bit more from those guys. So it's a good opportunity for those guys to come in and take their chances along the way. And we've got a huge group of those guys in that sort of 2-3-4 year category. So we got some hopes with Simo as we do with most of those guys in that bracket.
What sort of role would Simo be earmarked for next year?
He's probably a guy that's probably going to play a little bit forward and a little bit of midfield. He's got some good attributes around the ball, but also some decisions away from the ball. So we see him probably playing those hybrid roles in the midfield and forward.
Are there any players that have sort of caught your eye that have really, I suppose, put on a lot of muscle over the pre-season that have just pretty much transformed their bodies?
Not so much. One or two guys. Obviously, probably from you guys looking on the sidelines, it's nice to see Paddy Dangerfield looking nice and sharp. And from a coach's point of view, he's leading the way, and he's come back and ripping nick. So he's set himself for a huge year. And when your senior players and leaders do that, the rest of the group tends to follow. So, we're looking in good shape. And as you said, we've sort of got a few more guys back on the track. And January, as with most clubs, we'll ramp things up and look to probably implement a few more match-like drills.
Can Paddy get any better?
Yeah, he can. Yeah, and he's the first one to put his hand up, and he's always learning, constantly improving, and he's. His strengths are his attributes, but he can also work on a few things as well, and hopefully see him a bit more forward would be nice, and from my point of view, and see what damage he can do up there with some of the other players.
Do you expect Gary to spend a bit more time up forward maybe than what he did last year for the midfield?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, we've probably thrown the door open to a few of these younger guys to take their chances in the midfield. We've obviously got a really senior, experienced midfield group, but we've thrown the door open to a few of these guys to really challenge our well-established senior players in there. So the door's always ajar. If they can knock them out, there's room for them up in the forward half.
Chris Scott's still away. What's it like, I suppose, with the assistant coaches taking more of the training and more of the drills?
Yeah, it's good. It's good for us to, I guess, sink our teeth into it as assistant coaches and really drive what we want to do pre-Christmas. And Scotty's always been checking in and making sure we're doing the right things. But when he comes back here, he'll take the reins again.
Just on Gary Ablett in the front half, what do you think could you see him kicking 30, 40 goals if he played a bit more time down there rather than through the midfield?
Oh, look, it's really hard to obviously put a number on it. A lot of it's dependent on how we're moving the ball, what type of role he's playing, how the opposition are going to set up. So we just want Gary, if he plays in the front half, to be a part of that group and help us obviously kick goals, but also help us keep the ball up there.
Can Hawkins, Radaglia and Kruger coexist in the same forward line, Corey?
Krugs is he's a really exciting prospect. He's obviously young, and we're not trying to put too much limitations on it. And we probably haven't got a set defined forward structure as yet. Obviously, we did play well last year when we sort of had Hawkins and Radaglia as our main targets, and Menzel was probably our third sort of option there as well. So probably looking at seeing what happens again and leaving those doors open for these guys to take their spots and see which combinations work best.
When does Scotty get back?
I'm not sure exactly. As I said, he's in and around the club, so he's always there. But it's a good opportunity for us to sort of take an extra step, and especially as my development as a younger coach, it's I find it a really great time of year where you can spend a lot of time with the players and implement some of the things that we're trying to work on. It's really exciting.
Awesome, mate. Thanks, Corey.